NCEA results are out, and it appears most teenagers overcame the disruption of the pandemic and did well in the national qualification. The government says the provisional 2020 results are similar to previous years, and in some cases, slightly better. That's despite the national and Auckland lockdowns robbing schools of weeks of classroom time. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Many teens were worried the pandemic would hurt their NCEA results, especially in the end-of-year exams and especially at Auckland schools. Eline Penny from James Cook High School says she passed, but she had been hoping for more merits and excellences, and she's blaming that on the pandemic.
To be honest, some of the exams I felt confident in, and then some of them I was really nervous about them. I was nervous that I wouldn't pass. Some of the results I have felt disappointed in, but overall I managed to pass, which I'm grateful for.
Another student at the school, Te Rongapai McNaught, says she got her Level 2 certificate with merit, but she didn't pass all her exams, and she believes the pandemic had an impact.
I really think I was like on a high point in my education, and then the whole lockdown came and I just lost it.
The school's principal, Grant McMillan, says he'll be shouting his staff morning tea because the school's pass rates are better than ever.
We've had a quick look and we'll still wait for NCQA just to confirm things. We announce numbers to our families, but looking at it is right now, we're really pleased. Our pass rates are in line with them, actually better than the trends we've set over the previous 3 to 4 years, and that trend has been what we've been working on and aiming for.
Official analysis is not yet available, but the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, says it appears most students have done well.
The results that we're seeing are broadly similar, if not slightly better, from previous years, which I think is incredibly encouraging when you consider the very disrupted year that our school students had last year.
The principal of Mangere College, Tom Webb, is also reporting good results.
We've been really pleased with our results. They're some of the best results that we've had as a school. We knew we were tracking that way towards the end of last year, but really pleasing results that have come through this morning.
He says the school was a lot more focused on each student's individual needs last year, and the teenagers themselves were motivated to work hard.
There's a combination of different things. Definitely the learning recognition credits had some impact, but even without those, as we were tracking through the year, we saw better engagement from our students when they were at school, us being able to be more tailored in our approach at school.
But at Kaipara College, the principal, Steve McCracken, says pass rates have fallen slightly because of the pandemic.
For us, it's purely the disruption of COVID-19 from 2020, and that lack of face-to-face contact that we were able to achieve with our kids through a really, really, really disruptive and uncertain time for them.
He says some students fell short in exams and others in their internal assessments, and his school, like many others, will offer students further chances to get the credits they need. Mō te hōtāko o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.